What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. We spoke to him just a few months ago. When I got the opportunity again, I jumped at the chance to speak with Mark Briscoe. You can see him this Sunday at AEW Revolution, March 9th, from the Crypto.com Arena in LA. Mark Briscoe, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Sean? How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Very excited for this match. It is certainly a collection of personalities. Yourself, Orange Cassidy, Big Boom AJ, who I talked to a few months ago, MXM, and Johnny TV. That is, like, I know that your group is the conglomeration, but this is certainly a conglomeration of personalities.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. It should be a, we should have a good time out there, if nothing else. I guarantee it.
So the Big Boom AJ element of this is one that obviously is going to get a lot of people interested. There's a whole bunch of people that don't realize that he wrestled like 24, 25 years ago. I know that New Jersey wasn't like the prime area that you were, but you did work a lot in that area. Did you ever happen to come across him?
I want to say yes. There's been so many names and faces, and I've crossed paths with so many people, and I feel horrible because some names I remember, some faces I remember, but I want to say me and AJ crossed paths back in the day, but I can't, I'm not 100% on it.
I was digging into your past, Mark Briscoe, and one of the things that I found so interesting was you wrestling under a mask early in your career. Ooh, as yeah. Well. What kind of unique challenges did you face there? Because I remember it was Keno Murdoch.
Keno Murdoch, Kenny and Keno Murdoch. Yep, the Midnight Outlaws.
So what kind of challenges did you face there? Or were you completely comfortable wrestling in a mask?
Well, it was, honestly, because the masks that we got, it completely covered your face. It was more like a mesh net. Just the breathing, it was a little bit, it ain't as easy as just nothing to it. It took a little bit of practice to kind of get the breathing down to, sometimes you're breathing the mask itself, you're kind of breathing it in, you know, so you gotta, it's definitely a whole different animal, but it was fun, man. It was a fun little period of our careers.
That wasn't the last time the world saw Keno Murdoch, though, because a gentleman by the name of Cheeseburger took over that mask. What did that mean for you to see that happen? I mean, nowadays, I think he's one of like a brilliant wrestling mind, a great trainer, like brilliant guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that was great. that was a lot of fun there. So, Keno been wandering the desert, got a little malnourished and a little bit of sun exposure, and
it's good that they got somebody who looks exactly like you to carry the torch.
Exactly. If I was just a bit malnourished and had been wandering the desert for years, and got a little bit much sun, I'm sure that would be. It's like a spitting image. Me and Cheeseburger get mistaken for one another all the time already.
Speaking of the sun, you have extensive experience as a weatherman. I have seen in the past. You have done several telecasts as a weatherman. Please explain to me the process of something like that happened. I know usually that's like an ROH promotional spot and stuff like that, but you did that a number of times.
Yeah. Yep. We me and my brother, we used to always do the Be More Healthy Expo in Baltimore. We did it every year when Ring of Honor was owned by Sinclair Broadcasting. And it was just a bunch of vendors and a bunch of booths and that all had something to do with the health, with the issue of being healthy, hence the name Be More Healthy. And so we did that every year. It was always fun. It was always a blast, but I don't think it was the first year, but it was maybe the second year we did it. The local weather, I think it was WBAL, the local news had a little stand set up, and they said, "Hey, Briscoe brothers, y'all want to do the weather?" And my brother Jay, he was like, "Hell no!" He said, "But he will." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I'll do it. Ain't no problem." So We did the weather, and the first one got a they were happy with how it came off. It got a good reaction, so did it again a couple times, and yeah, I'm just waiting for when it's time to hang the boots up. WBOC, Salisbury, Maryland. Well, there's WBOC and WMDT, so I'm gonna have to go with the highest bidder, you know what I mean? But that's the game plan.
Let me tell you something I'm pumped up for, Mark Briscoe. You and Gabe Kidd. My God. Oh, my God. Two of the realest guys I have ever seen in pro wrestling yelling at each other in the face. Like, didn't know where that was going the moment that you started with the promo. But how was that for you? I mean, Gabe Kidd, he brings it, man.
Oh, man. See, that's what I like. That's what I like. I can't even be mad at his ignorance, because I was young and dumb at one point myself. But for him to come in there barking like that, come up, get in my face, point blank range with that hot ass breath all up in my face, talking all this shit, man. Like, Gabe Kidd, you know, man, it's I applaud your courageousness, your bravery, but I think Gabe Kidd's barking up the wrong tree. You know, there's a lot of different guys in wrestling, a lot of different styles in wrestling, and you know, Gabe Kidd, I like his I like his moxie. I like his moxie. I like how passionate he is, but he barking up the wrong tree. So, I mean, whenever the time is right, I must whoop that ass. So, I'm definitely, don't get me wrong, I felt just a bit of disrespect, but it was more excitement when he came in there barking and hollering, because I'm thinking to myself, man, this is just what I want. This is just the match that I want, a cat like this, young, hungry. I can see myself from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, being this same dude. So it's going to be, we're going to have some fun. And like I said, Gabe Kidd, that's an ass that I must be whooping here shortly.
I love it. Over the past couple of years, we've seen people break into each other's homes, burn childhood homes. You're no secret to some of that. I remember you... Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. But we are going to provide you with that solution via Hims.com/Fightful. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that all work from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little to 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable oral spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment was sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Snuck into Jay's house one time. We saw footage of that. What's the most evil thing that you would do to get in somebody's head? Usually it's just as simple as you hitting somebody. But what are the lengths that Mark Briscoe would go to get in an opponent's head?
See, I think that's classified information. The element of surprise is a big part of it. It's a big part of the effect. If we want this to be as effective as it can possibly be, then I don't know if I can divulge that information here on such a public forum. But yeah, just trust me, it ain't nothing. It ain't put the women and the children to bed, because it ain't nothing that's pleasant. That's for damn sure. And if if it comes down to it, then I might have to unleash it, and then everybody would know.
You also were once known for snacking during your promos. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's a compilation of just you eating snacks during promos back in the ROH days. What were some of your favorite promo snacks?
Well, the ice cream sandwich was, I'm not even going to sit here and play games and act like it was really much of a competition. The ice cream sandwich was far and above my favorite. And then, outside of the ice cream sandwich, the handy snacks were good. The cheese balls were really good. And those are the main three, with ice cream sandwich taking the gold medal for sure. And then it's debatable between the other two for the silver.
Ice cream sandwich is tough to beat, man. It's a perfectly curated food. It's wonderful. You know what you're getting. You rarely get a bad ice cream sandwich.
You rarely get a bad ice cream sandwich. To me, the one is like the golden rule of ice cream sandwiches is, if you get it right straight out the freezer, be patient. Be patient. Yep. You ain't got to bite into that thing hard as a rock right away. You know, put it in your pocket, 5 minutes. Just be patient, because you get a...
What if you forget it in your pocket?
Yeah, a little bit of melted, just let it soften up a little bit, and you in for the treat of a lifetime.
I love it. I had mentioned Gabe Kidd, man. Another person you have had incredible chemistry with lately is Kyle Fletcher. Like, you two have had some unbelievable matches. I mean, you've been doing this for over 20 years, and you're still out there competing as fast, as hard as you ever have, and finding new people that you have this special connection with in the ring. What was that like? And how long did it take you to realize, oh yeah, me and Kyle, we're going pretty good here together?
Yeah, man. When me and my brother wrestled him and Mark Davis, Halsey Open up in at House of Glory up in Queens, I mean, right then and there that night, both of them actually. But I thought, man, these guys are good. I like how it feels, throwing down these boys. Like, they don't hold back. They bring it, which that's a necessity. You got to bring it. And then, I mean, Kyle, since Mark had gotten hurt, and then Kyle, he kind of came into his own as a singles guy, and then, he had been more primarily a tag team guy before that, and then me, myself, obviously, I've been a tag team guy for 20-plus years, so it's kind of like we're both kind of not brand new, but, like, just kind of really stepping up onto the bigger platform on the singles arena, on the single stage. And yeah, man, it's like being in there with Kyle, like he's such a little prick in there. It's just like, I just want to smack that dumb look off of his face. And then he's bringing it back. He's firing back. And I'm like, man, this is exactly what I need. This is so it's real interesting, just kind of navigating the singles wrestling competition in the singles wrestling landscape. And when you come across a guy like Kyle Fletcher, that me and him, we obviously go in there and we're rocking and rolling. We got good chemistry. The people out there hooting and hollering. So, it's even though he got me last time, You know what I mean? I it damn sure ain't done yet. It damn sure ain't over because Kyle gonna see me again. I got something for him.
As we wrap up, I want to remind people, AEW Revolution, March 9th from the Crypto.com Arena in L.A. You can also purchase it on Triller, among other platforms. The last time we spoke, I asked you who hit you the hardest in the ring. This time I want to know, was there a time where you were like, maybe I hit them a little too hard, where you hit them and you're like, ah.
Now that I remember, this was 2003, so it was still, it was Ring of Honor, still in the Murphy Rec Center, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was me and my brother versus the Amazing Red and AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
We had three matches with him. This was the first of the three, and there was a point toward the beginning of the match when I end up in the ringside area on the floor as I'm getting up, as I'm kind of on my hands and knees on my way up. AJ Styles punched me in the face. I mean, full on punched me like he's punting a football down the field. And it was weird because it was like a whoo. It was like, damn, I just got rocked.
Yeah.
In the face. But it didn't ding me. I was still completely there. And it was just like a quick flash. And it was so flat, it didn't like, you know, break my nose, it didn't cut my teeth up or my lips or gums up with my teeth or anything. And then, but at the same time, I was like, even being 18 years old, I was like, man, that definitely requires a receipt on my end. So we get back in the ring and we get AJ down in the corner and we did this move that me and Jay did where I'm coming in with a drop kick and he comes with like a face wash, boot scrape, pow.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure AJ probably still remembers it because we've talked about it since then. I'm talking about 10, 15 years later. But yeah, I kind of threw that drop kick in there with a little bit extra oomph. And but you know, that's just part of the job. He'd have done the same to me. I would have certainly expected him to do the same to me.
Well, hopefully you give my good friend Mansoor a couple of those this weekend. AEW Revolution, March 9th, Crypto.com Arena in L.A. Mark, I want to thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Sean. You're the man.
Until next time, guys, we're out.